Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America, everybody on the roads, the back rooms, the highways, at work, people making money, getting some money, leaving the money, people going to their families, people leaving their families, people sick of their families. All of the above, everything, all of the things, thank you for being here. I'll be hanging out with you for three more hours. I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We've been hanging out for an hour. Okay, we talked about the Philadelphia Eagles drama. It's like you can never be happy, right? There always has to be something. Even in a happy home, there's always something going on. A.J. Brown just causing all types of drama, and he's streaming and complaining, and then he's talking to the media. He's like, there's no problem. Nick Sirianni is sick of it. He's just a pain in the backside, and the Eagles got to just deal with it, okay? The Clippers, they've been dealing with more pain. Bradley Beal out for the season with a fractured hip. Anthony Davis, we don't know when he's coming back for the Dallas Mavericks. Does it even matter at this point? And then how about this? Yeah, yesterday we got the manager of the year in the National League and the American League. And today we're going to find out who's going to win the Cy Young in the respective leagues. I mean, are we going to see Skeens win over Yamamoto? Is anybody moving Scooble on out the way to win the Cy Young in the American League? We're going to have that announcement very, very soon. And we got more to do as the show continues on. In 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Chris Miles, covers all things NBA and San Antonio Spurs. We'll ask him about Wembanyama, get his thoughts on the Clippers. There's just a lot going on in the league right now. And of course, it's Wednesday. In an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at the worst trades, the worst six trades in sports history. Yeah, we're going across all the leagues and all the teams. I'm going to tell you about some of the worst trades ever. If you want to call the show, you can do that too. Here's the number. You ready? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere, all over the place on social media. So much to do, Draymond. And who's happy? Is anybody happy? I mean, the Warriors are now 6-6. Draymond Green's not happy with his teammates. We just talked about Amon-Ra St. Brown. He had to apologize. A bunch of people not happy because he did the Trump dance, I guess, after his touchdown. Antonio Brown, I don't know what he's doing. I know he pled not guilty to killing a guy or trying to kill a guy. You know, at the end of the show, I guess there's some positivity. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And it's been November 12th all day long. Unless you've been ridiculously busy, you may have known that. If not, you're welcome. Congratulations. Nobody's happy. Nobody. A.J. Brown's not happy. Nick Sirianni's not happy. A.J. Brown's sitting around on video games saying that his production stinks. Don't pick him up on fantasy. And then he talks to the media and he's just like, oh, well, you know, it's a team thing. It's not just about me. Man, listen to Nick Sirianni. They were asking him about A.J. Brown being a distraction. And Nick Sirianni is just, he's fed up with it all. Listen.
Yeah, guys, I'm close to being done answering these questions with this. Like, he's working hard, and he is a big part of this game plan, and it'll be a big part of the game plan going forward. And he's working like crazy when he's here, and I'm excited to have him.
Yep, they're going to need him. Botcher against the Lions, I'm going to predict he may not have a touchdown, but he'll have a big game.
They try to do this often where it's when A.J. Brown complains, they force feed him for the first few quarters. So if he doesn't get, I'd say, 10 targets in the game, that's a failure. And could be a trend of why they don't like him anymore. But he's due for over 80 yards and potentially a touchdown game.
Ooh, 80. I was going to say 70. You going over 80?
I think so. I think he gets one big catch.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's going to have enough targets and enough opportunities. And I think they're going to have the ball enough. I mean, unless you got Jalen Phillips out there having another ridiculous game where he's just all up in Jared Goff's face like he was against Jordan Love, I think they're going to have plenty of times to just get the ball back and put up some points. So we got a good Sunday Night Football matchup, and it just, I can't say stinks, but of course that's going to be a major theme to the entire game. Is A.J. Brown getting the ball? Are they throwing him the ball? A.J. Brown He's been complaining all season long. Is he going to get the rock? And this is a team that's supposed to be competing for a championship. And so let's see if it becomes a large enough distraction. All things considered, we know the Eagles are going to go to the playoffs. Let's see what happens when they get there. And even a top team has drama. And then, like, right up the road from the Philadelphia Eagles, how about the New York Giants? They got drama too. Like, what are we doing here? Okay, we know they're losers, so of course they got drama, but they got a record of 2-8. They just fired Brian Daboll for being a complete pain in the ass and blowing all these leads. Having Jackson Dart as the QB and pretty much being the guy to select him did not save him. Just lost to Chicago 24-20. And one of the factors in the firing of Brian Daboll was that apparently he allowed Jackson Dart to be a little too risky, okay? Jackson Dart, shout outs to everybody at Ole Miss, Jackson Dart is in concussion protocol. This is the fourth time this season that he is being evaluated for a concussion. That's one of the reasons Daboll got the boot. It's like, hey, you found your fancy new toy. Hey, can you keep the guy alive? And so there are questions here all across the New York Giants. The coach is gone. Mike Kafka is now in charge. But who is going to be quarterback for the Giants if Jackson Dart can't go? Well, Mike Kafka, he spoke to the media for the first time today as their interim head coach, and he had a lot of answers. I mean, the media is ruthless. They even asked him, hey, were you shocked that your boss got fired?
And I certainly didn't anticipate it, but, you know, it's one of those things they happen in this league. And, again, I'm appreciative of what Dave's has done for me as a professional, as a coach, as a person, and, you know, getting to understand and know his family. And, you know, these things are, you know, there's a human element to it, too. So, you know, I'm very sensitive to that, and I wish him nothing but the best.
Yeah, there's such a human element to it that I believe the New York Post had photos of Brian Daboll walking out of his house yesterday. Like, come on. Do we need that? Like, the guy got fired. Do we need to stake a photographer outside of his house? Like, what are we doing?
Definitely not. I feel that the next time you should see Brian Daboll on camera is if he's at another team's practice. Like, that's the only point you should be going out of your way to try to photograph a person who's just been fired.
Oh, yeah. He got fired, but forget. Just stay away from people's houses, period. Like, that's a little too much. Hey, New York Post, y'all a bunch of jackasses for doing that. Like, I get it. The guy is a public figure. But what is the benefit outside of being complete pieces of trash? What's the benefit of parking a photographer, or forget it, even publishing the photos? I don't care if somebody accidentally walked by and sent the photos to the New York Post. What's the benefit of publishing that outside? Can anybody have privacy? Okay, what if he was scratching his ass outside the front of his house while he goes to his mailbox? Can you chill out just a little bit? Damn, do better. Not that I expect better from the New York Post, but there you have it. Let Brian Daboll be unemployed and wealthy and rich in peace. Leave him alone. Anyway, the guy who got the job, Mike Kafka, well, he was the former quarterback's coach with the Kansas City Chiefs. He's been around the NFL. He worked, obviously, with Patrick Mahomes. And so today, he had to answer some questions. Welcome to the big boys' seat. He was asked who's going to take over as offensive coordinator, and more importantly, who's going to be quarterback number one? Is it going to be Russell Wilson? Or is it going to be Jameis Winston, who hasn't thrown a pass all season long? Listen to this.
First and foremost, I'm going to make Tim Kelly our offensive coordinator. Really smart coach. He'll help us tie in the run game, the pass game. Does a great job with a lot of good experiences to bank on. We're also going to put Jameis Winston as our starting quarterback, and he'll do a great job. I have a lot of confidence in Jameis, have a lot of confidence in Russ, and he'll be the backup as Jackson works through the concussion protocol.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, Tim Kelly is he was the tight ends coach for the New York Giants, and now he's going to be the offensive coordinator. Interesting dynamic here. We knew it was always interesting from the fact that the New York Giants had Russell Wilson, who they gave a $10 million contract to. They gave a two-year contract to Jameis Winston, and they just selected Jackson Dart in the draft. As a matter of fact, they traded back up into the first round to go ahead and select him. And so even in the summertime, it's just like, well, what's the pecking order? Russell Wilson got the call. Russell Wilson got benched. Jackson Dart was elevated. Jameis Winston was the backup. Jameis Winston is now the starter. And you would assume that Russell Wilson, again, at the end of the season, he's going to be done with the New York Giants. He's going to be looking for yet another team if he wants to continue on with his NFL career. And apparently, Jameis Winston is going to be quarterback number two. And so if you know you don't have a long-term future with Russell Wilson, you might as well put Jameis out there and not just run Russell Wilson out there for the hell of it. A matter of fact, the media spoke to Russell Wilson, knowing that he will be quarterback number two. And Russell Wilson, who always has the right thing to say, unless he's going after Sean Payton, who also, like the New York Post, is a complete jackass. Russell Wilson, he had some thoughts on being quarterback number two. Ouch.
Obviously I want to play, but also, you know, Jameis has worked his butt off, you know, to give him a great opportunity. He's a guy who's played in this league for a long time, and he's one of my closest friends. I know he'll do a great job. I'm going to help him prepare the best way possible. I'll be ready to go, and all that. And felt ready to go last game, you know, obviously, and I got us all the way down to one, you know, inch yard line. We didn't get it. Unfortunately, we didn't go forward, but, you know, it's part of the game, and we thought we were going to win the game there and field goal and all that, but it didn't work out. So I know with Jameis, though, he works his butt off. Like I said, we have great dialogue. And he's a great teammate, and his work ethic is phenomenal.
Oh, I love it. He said that they're friends. How sweet. I love it. So they're friends. Hey, forget this. Let's get to brass tacks. The trade deadline is come and gone. They didn't trade you. Your contract is up at the end of the season. They made it clear that you're quarterback, too. Do you even want to be in New York anymore, Russell Wilson? Be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I love it here. I love my teammates. You know, I want to see us turning around. You know, I know God's got a great plan for me. I don't know what it is today, this second as I stand here, meaning that, you know, I just want to wake up and have a great practice today. That's why, you know, I wanted to have a great practice today. I'm zoned in on that. And you know, I want to see it through. I haven't asked for a release or anything like that. I want to be here, you know, but I think for me, I just want to get better every day, and I still want to keep playing football. I love it, obviously, and I feel like I still got it. So that's what I want to be able to do.
Oh, okay. All right. I tell you, does he say anything wrong? Does he say any, he didn't say, you know, Bacha, to that extent today, at least, I give him credit. He didn't. He doesn't. There's so many guys. We're talking about A.J. Brown, who just sits around and rocks the boat on a winning team. Russell Wilson could be a complete jackass. And I think there are times where he's been an undercover jackass. But today, he's not rocking the boat. He could sit there and just say, I want to play. I want to go somewhere where I can play. He said a whole lot of nothing that doesn't need to be dissected, which is exactly what you want from a backup.
Yeah, but you can tell by him being so perfect, there's always a hint of, yeah, this guy's 100% lying about this, but he's trying to keep face. So I understand he said nothing wrong. I think we all know deep down Russ just doesn't want to be there anymore.
Well, yeah, but that's not my point. The point is he said nothing to rock the boat. He gave nobody a piece of meat to go run around with. And that's exactly what you want. Of course he wants to play. Everybody in the NFL wants to play. A lot of guys outside of getting a check, yeah, they want to play. Of course he wants to play. He's not going to stand in front of the media and go, oh, yeah, I want this or that. But we have some guys who would. And so to that end, regardless of however he's ever, you know, performed or not performed or basically put on a performance in front of the media, today and most times he gave nothing. He could. This is the time outside of, you know, in Denver, where you got benched. He didn't cause a huff. Okay, today he could have said, "Yeah, I want to play. I'm disappointed." He ain't say nothing. The checks are still gonna come in, and he says, "God got a plan for him. Good. Maybe it'll be somewhere else." Meanwhile, you got Jameis Winston, who's always Mr. Happy Go Lucky. I don't think I've ever heard a negative word out of him. I mean, there was that time that he stole a crab legs, but that was when he was a kid. Anyway, Jameis was asked about being part of the fix for the New York Giants. Okay, Jameis, what about it?
Yeah, in times like this, it's just action, right? Who's going to focus on being the solution? Who's going to focus on doing all that they can do to be the solution for this team? And me, I'm just taking it one day at a time, one play at a time, and I'm encouraging everyone else, just do your best. Like, that's all the fans want. The fans just want us to come out there and do our very best. And when we come out and execute and do our very best, we're a tough team to beat.
Well, man, look at that. We're a tough team to beat. Let me check the Giants' record again. Oh, yeah, 2-8. Starting quarterback in concussion protocol. Star wide receiver blew out his knee. The kicker, his legs are bothering him. I can go on and on. At least he's optimistic. I love the Giants. What an optimistic room. Jameis and Russell Wilson, best friends. Of course they are. Yeah, sure. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, there's so much going on in the world of sports, even the NBA. We talked about Bradley Beal and that broken hip. We got the Golden State Warriors complaining amongst themselves. We got Victor Wembanyama knocking down step back threes to win games. We're going to talk to someone who is a part of all of the San Antonio Spurs broadcast. Also, NBA host Chris Miles is going to join us to talk about everything going on in the NBA. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we've talked a lot of NFL. A.J. Brown still complaining. The Giants trying to figure out their quarterback situation for the next several weeks. But there's also plenty of NBA news as well. We learned about Bradley Beal and his broken hip. We obviously see everything going on with the Nuggets. They look like one of the best teams in the league. And, of course, Nico Harrison getting the boot from the Dallas Mavericks. To talk about all things NBA is someone who's now also working with the San Antonio Spurs on their broadcast. You can catch him on NBA TV, all over the place as a host. Welcome back to the show, Chris Miles. Chris, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. On Wimby Watch this season, so get a front row seat to see one of the most exciting players in the league today, but also, I mean, maybe ever, right? The things that he does on the court is just simply amazing.
Well, I mean, we're going to get into some of the a little less positive situations in the NBA. But I've been fortunate to see Victor Wembanyama play up close and personal. You're getting an entire season worth of it. Of course, a 7'4", 7'5", guy who could handle the basketball like a guard. What has that been like? We saw what he did to Vucevic the other day.
Well, yeah. I mean, he worked with Jamal Crawford, right? And let's make sure we all understand that. You got a guy who is the tallest guy in the league. We've never seen a player at his height do what he can do. And then he went and worked with Jamal Crawford. So you kind of see those handles and the pull-up three. But the play you're talking about in particular, he looked and he's like, this guy's about 7 inches shorter than me. I'm just going to cross over light work and pull up right on top of him. It's kind of like when you're playing one-on-one and someone's 6 inches shorter than you, you're like, yeah, I can try to drive to the hole, but this is an open shot for me. And that's what makes him so incredible is that as he continues to grow within himself, yes, he can play around the basket. He can, you know, be the third leading rebound in the NBA this season, leading them in blocks. But to have that kind of confidence in a three-point shot and to pull up like a guard, I mean, I just don't know what you do with that.
Yeah, it's absolutely scary. What are your thoughts on what the Spurs will ultimately do this season? We know they're young. They just got De'Aaron Fox back, and now, who knows how long Dylan Harper will be out. They got a lot of young guards, probably the most interesting player in the entire league in Wembanyama. Is this going to be a fact-finding year? Let's go into the postseason for the first time and just gain some experience?
Yeah, I mean, it's been, what, 7 seasons, 6 years, whatever it is. 2019 is the last year that 22-year streak came to an end as far as making it to the playoffs. But, you know, I was kind of told this team wants to see how Harper and Fox are on the court together. You know, a lot of people have speculated that De'Aaron Fox should be moved, this, that, and a third. But if you look at Victor Wembanyama's stats, they are through the roof when he plays with a true traditional point guard. That's Harper, that's Fox. Now, when Stephon Castle had to handle that role, he was good at it, right? But he's more of a wing player you're kind of seeing now that can make plays. So if you can keep one or the other healthy in Harper or Fox, but what is this team when both of those guys are able to create for Victor Wembanyama? We don't have that answer. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to move Fox this season, and he seems to really be in a leadership role with that group. So I want to see how it all comes together. But obviously Harper, who's now out with that calf injury, has to come back for us to get a glimpse of what that can be.
NBA host and Spurs host Chris Miles is joining us here with us on the JR Sport Brief show. We know we got the news earlier today about Bradley Beal. It just didn't seem like it was going to work anyway, just with all the age and injuries that were already attached to the Los Angeles Clippers, and now Beal is out with a fractured hip, a broken hip, until next season. What the heck can this team do besides just exist? There seems like there's a road to nowhere.
You're talking about the Clippers, the Los Angeles Clippers. What can they do? Man, I mean, last season it was like Norman Powell was the guy stemming the tide. And he should have been an all-star last year. We can get into that a different time. So when I look at the Clippers now, I'm like, okay, what draft picks do they have? Oh, that belongs to the Thunder. I'm kind of looking at them like, how high in the draft is that pick going to be for the Thunder? And who are they going to have? That's what I'm watching with the Clippers now. I think Ty Lue has done an excellent job out there. Salvaging a couple of seasons, but they don't have the team to mess with the West. I mean, you got the Nuggets, you got the Wolves, you got the Spurs now. Even teams like the Suns and the Warriors are like, oh, they could do something to get right. I just think the Clippers and the Lakers, I just think the Clippers are way too far down that totem pole to even be a playoff team.
Oh, yes. But what can they do with the roster? They're saddled with all these old guys. Is there any future? Is there a world where anybody would take a Kawhi or Harden? These guys all stuck, no?
Well, what's interesting is Harden, you know, all NBA last season, right? Let's at least give him his respect that he deserves for that. But it almost felt like a last hurrah, right? Like, he can still pass, but, like, what team could he go to? Like, who would find value in him? To play with some of these young and up-and-coming teams. I mean, it is a new era. When you look at the teams that are out there, like, I know we look at Nikola Jokic as a three-time MVP, finals MVP, I believe still under 30 years old, right? So it's almost like Giannis and Joker are the of this group of, like, okay, guys around 30, but then everybody else, I mean, is really young. Anthony Edwards, Victor Wembanyama, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Like, these are the people that I think are going to be leading the next 4 or 5 years.
Chris Miles is here with us, knows all things NBA on the Infinity Sports Network, joining us. Well, we saw what took place yesterday. This team is not competing. At least they have a player that they can build around. How is they're going to get there is TBD. Nico Harrison getting a boot yesterday. Were you surprised that it took place when it did, as opposed to, I don't know, midway through the season or at the end of the year?
Man, it's really tough for me in this sense. It's kind of like I saw it play out before it played out, and I just feel like Nico Harrison is the fall guy for a lot of things that went wrong. So when you say the timing of it, obviously Cooper Flagg and getting that number one overall pick changed the scope of it. Like, you couldn't really fire him then, right? When he made the trade, what are you going to fire a GM after the trade deadline, before the draft? That's kind of an odd time. And I understand all of the off-the-court, you know, hoopla, if you will, around the Nico Harrison situation and the chants from the crowd. But really, I look at it, he did his job the way that he did what he was asked to do, right? And some people say, oh, it was his idea to move Luka. I'm like, the Luka we see now in L.A., was not the guy we saw in his last days in Dallas, right? Like, Luka has transformed his body. He's gotten more disciplined, and he is playing up to his abilities. I think Luka kind of had gotten away from that in Dallas, and I know he led them to the finals. And you're like, Chris, they were just in the finals. But if you watch Luka, his body was not what it is now. And I think that, you know, Nico and the Mavs felt like something needed to change. Obviously, that's drastic. So when you ask me about the timing of it, man, it just seemed like, well, why not do it before the season started, right? Like, if you're going to do that. So, yeah, I think it was awkward in that way. Maybe they thought they would have a better record coming out with Cooper Flagg, but I do think the timing was very strange.
Yo, Chris, you talk about Luka Doncic. We see the stretch that he was on starting the season, averaging 40 points a game. The Lakers have a record of 8-3. They're doing all of this without LeBron James, who's now going to, you know, get a little bit of run in the G League to get his body straight. What are your thoughts on what the Lakers could look like when LeBron comes back? Do they have enough depth to really be just true competitors? Or what do you think?
Man, having a front row seat, the Spurs and the Lakers, and seeing what Luka's doing right now, LeBron, like being close to him and seeing like him watching that too. I just wonder, I always wondered about LeBron if he was going to change his game like in his late 30s, right? And kind of be a pick and roll guy and move off the ball and be in a dunker spot and dribble less. I just wonder if he sees what Austin Reeves and Luka can do and if he just becomes that more efficient player that doesn't need the ball as long as he's had it in the past. I don't know if he trusts his teammates that much or if he's willing to change his game. But if we see a LeBron James that plays like a more efficient, less ball dominant style of basketball, that could be very dangerous. Also, if he's locked in defensively, like I think that I need to see a couple of games of LeBron back and willing to be, you know, second, sometimes third fiddle offensively. Like we've never seen that before. But if he's willing to do those things, I think this Lakers team is way more dangerous than I thought they could be.
NBA host Chris Miles is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. We know the Thunder are rolling 11-1. It doesn't look like anybody's going to beat them. And you got Jalen Williams who's still not out there playing. But then on the Eastern Conference, we got a lot of teams with 7 wins. And then we got the Detroit Pistons not getting a lot of attention. They got 9 wins and only 2 losses. They're the best team in the East as it stands right now, a 7-game winning streak. What are your thoughts on whether or not these Pistons have taken another step while we know teams like Boston and Indiana, due to injuries, have kind of fallen off?
Well, you know I'm a Knicks fan, right? Like, you're very aware of that. And the reason I bring that up is because I saw in the playoffs firsthand last year, like, oh, this team is on the way. They're coming up. And, man, when I look at the Pistons now, I'm like, I think they're better than the Knicks. And when I look at the Celtics, I'm like, all right, so Tatum's got to come back. If they were healthy, where would they rank against them? But I look at the Pistons as a team that's come out of the gate showing that they can be the best team in the Eastern Conference. You got to make that postseason push. You got to make it to the conference finals to kind of earn that crown. But, man, they're tough. And I tell you what else. I look at their roster and I'm like, man, if they traded for a Lauri Markkanen or a potentially like a, I don't know if this is a great fit, but Anthony Davis, I'm like, are they one player away from being the absolute favorite in the conference, right? Mm. So I think Cade Cunningham has, you know, taken the crown as a top 3 player in the East. Obviously, Giannis is the guy, that's his crown, but Cade's right there and obviously he's a lot younger. So for me, the Pistons are the team like that's on the rise, that should be able to do it for years to come. And I'm like, man, Jaden Ivey hasn't even been in on this. Like, if he can get healthy and come back, he's adding that athleticism and that youth to that roster. So I wonder if they're going to make a move. And if this group with Ausar Thompson and Cade Cunningham and Jalen Duren is and Ron Holland, if they're legit, look out East, because they seem like the team that should be able to get to at least the conference finals this year.
It should be. Well, Chris, final question for you. Amongst all the teams and all the parity that we have outside of OKC beating everybody up, is there another team that's captured your attention that you're paying attention to this season, for good or bad reasons?
Well, obviously the San Antonio Spurs, right? I mean, okay, so here's the thing. When I look at the Thunder last year, I'm like, they arrived ahead of schedule. You kind of thought they needed to take a trip to the Western Conference Finals, maybe lose, get to the finals, maybe lose before they could be crowned champions. What they showed us is like, hey, that traditional like bumps in the road, which you got to go through. No, if you get there and you got a player that's good enough, you can win a championship as we've had 7 different champions in 7 different years. So I look at the Spurs and I'm like, wait, they got 2 losses. And now their 2 losses happened before Fox played, and one of those was an overtime game where they had 7 players scoring double figures. In both of those games, Victor Wembanyama struggled and was trying to find, like, okay, what's the next level to get to? And he seems like he's getting there. I wouldn't be surprised if we're standing there in May, like, how are the Spurs this far ahead of schedule with their season? The other team, the Denver Nuggets, remember, if Aaron Gordon doesn't pull that hamstring, I think they beat the Thunder in that game 7, and I think they win the championship. So those are the 2 teams out west that I think have enough smoke for that firepower that is the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Okay, we'll see. I mean, we're still at the early portion of the season, hitting up about a month into it, and we still got a long way to go. We've already had so many storylines. Hey, Chris, always appreciate the time, my man. Tell everybody where they could follow, watch you, keep up with you, all of the things.
Yeah, Chris Miles TV on both Twitter and Instagram. And, you know, as you said, hosting the pre- and post-game shows for the San Antonio Spurs, but also calling games right now on NBA TV, some of their league-ready stuff. So make sure you look out for me on the play-by-play side as well.
Hey, always good chatting with you, Chris. I'll catch you soon, okay?
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Big shout-outs to Chris Miles. Covers all things NBA, NBA TV as well for the San Antonio Spurs. Always appreciate his perspectives on the league. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast-to-coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, one team that we didn't get into, I want to go ahead and mention this. There's, I don't want to say trouble in paradise with the Golden State Warriors. They started off hot, but right now, not so much. We got Draymond Green calling his team out, and he's not doing it on a podcast. We'll get into that. And then we have a guy who won his second consecutive Cy Young. We're going to talk about Tarek Skubal on the other side of the break. And there's even more news going on in the world of sports. Who best to deliver it than Rich Ackerman?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, thank you so much to NBA TV's and San Antonio Spurs' Chris Miles for joining us in the last break. Coming through to talk all things NBA. And we've had a lot to discuss. A.J. Brown, I don't want to say he's either putting out fires or starting them in Philadelphia. Still more concerns about his targets and his role in the offense. We had a great chat with Chris. As you missed that, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We took a look at everything going on in the NBA, from the firing of Nico Harrison, the development of Victor Wembanyama, and then also the news today about Bradley Beal breaking his hip and is now out for the season. And then we also got a little bit more news. We got one half of the Cy Young, I don't want to say battle, but we got one league figured out. congratulations, Tarik Skubal, picking up yet another National League Cy Young Award. He goes back-to-back, the first guy to do it since DeGrom did it for the New York Mets. Big deal for Tarik Skubal. This man struck out 241 guys, has an ERA of 2.21. And unfortunately for him, he played for the Tigers, who all of a sudden forgot how to play baseball at the end of the season and blew the biggest lead of a division ever in baseball history. They still went to the playoffs. They went around beating the Astros, and then they lost to Cleveland, who ultimately jumped them in the standings. So Tarik Skubal, a big deal here. This is also going to be a big season for him. I'll explain that in a second. But let's take a listen. Tarik Skubal spoke to the wonderful people at MLB Network, and he said, listen, man, I'm happy that I got this Cy Young, another one, and then I can actually celebrate here with my family.
Oh, it's everything. There's a lot of the people that are here, and there's some that are missing, but, you know, they're the why to what I do. So they're the reason that I work so hard and why I go out there and compete. And, you know, they care for me. They've been with me through everything, you know, my whole life, my entire career, and it means a lot.
Oh, that's good. Good for him. Yeah, you celebrate with your family. But what about your team? What about those guys on the Tigers? What about them?
Yeah, I mean, it's an individual award, obviously, but, you know, I'm proud of our team. I'm proud of the way that we competed this year. Obviously, you know, went through some adversity late in the season, but, you know, came back in the playoffs and competed and obviously come up short. But, you know, a lot of credit for this award goes to the guys that play behind me and the guys behind the dish, too, and just our organization. You know, I think a lot of credit needs to go to those people in moments like this.
Yeah, how often do you hear somebody praise the Detroit Tigers? It's not all that often. So you got to give Tarik Skubal some credit. And I guess he's just, he's Mr. Nice Guy, okay? Because he didn't just have positive words for his teammates and his family. He also had some positive words for people, young men and women who want to grow up to be just like him.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you come from. You know, I think that's the message. It doesn't matter where you come from. I had one offer out of high school, and, you know, it's not a Power 5 school by any means, but look at me now. So I think that's the beauty of the game of baseball. It doesn't matter if you're good at 12 or good at 24 or 25. There's a ton of stuff to happen, and just take your career day by day and see how good you can be.
Good for him. I'm glad he's out here talking about taking his career one day at a time. And congratulations, he joins Denny McClain as the only Tigers pitchers to win two Cy Young Awards. And he does it back to back, 2024 and this year, 2025. Now, this is where things get interesting for Tarik Skubal. The man is going to be eligible to hit free agency at the conclusion of this upcoming season. Now, we know that this year is basically going to be doomsday for Major League Baseball. By the time we get to the end of this season, the collective bargaining agreement is going to expire, and that anybody entering into free agency in 2026, well, let's just say there may not be a baseball season in 2027. And so, who knows? Is he going to receive an extension from the Tigers? I don't know. I mean, you got other teams out there ready, willing, and able to just write gigantic checks and contracts. Is he going to stick around? Are the Tigers going to trade him? I mean, we've seen him over the years hand out some massive contracts, but you never know, especially in 2026. Botcher, what the hell do you do if you're the Detroit Tigers? I mean, we may not have a season in 2027. The guy's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. Do you move him for assets and let him become some other rich team's problem? I think I'd have to move him.
Yeah, I disagree. I think I'm done with MLB teams acting like they can't afford to pay their stars, where they make enough money to pay the best, and that is the best starting pitcher in baseball. And it's not even like you could have Skeens a little bit, but he is by far your franchise player. And you're not really paying anybody else on your team besides Javi Baez. Why not just pay him what he's deserved? Don't lowball him an offer, and then try to get assets that are, you'd argue, one half of what Scuba can give to your rotation. So it's just, I don't understand why pressure and the media are always like, let's trade Scuba, let's trade Skeens, maybe they can get prospects, and maybe they can be better. Or just retain the talent and try spending around them. And that's what you've seen with the Dodgers. They win because of this.
Yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be nice. This is still an organization run by the Ilitches. The last huge contract that we saw from the Tigers, I remember this, Miguel Cabrera, and I get it, he was a batter. But at the end of that deal, it was just, hey, let's see what records he can kind of pile up as the seats are empty. I'm curious. Not necessarily, if we were going into a regular season, I would also say, yeah, let's just go ahead and pay him. But just knowing the Tigers and knowing that there's a dead season here, knowing that this man may not be pitching for an entire season, do I want to pay him $35, $40 million just to collect dust? I don't know. This is where things get very interesting. I mean, it's bad for existing free agents. I mean, guys who are coming up this year have already sitting in the free agent pond. It's going to be a wild season for baseball. Starting now, from this offseason into next offseason, like, where does a Pete Alonso go? What type of contract does a Kyle Tucker get? I mean, there's going to be a few guys who get a deal. There's going to be another bunch of dudes over the next year or so. They're just going to be sitting around thinking about their future. I know we often talk about the salaries of professional athletes, and someone called the other day. I explained how much or how many athletes really live check to check. If you're a Major League Baseball player, don't spend your money. And I know the Players Association has to be telling them the same thing. It's going to be an interesting year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, speaking of trades, potential trades, it's a new top six list. I'm going to tell you about the worst trades ever that we've ever seen in sports. I'm going to give you that list on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.